the morning and can't think of anything to say thanks for, Tanner, you ought to be able to bow your head and say, thank you, Lord, that you're faithful.
Right.
Amen. Proverbs chapter number 4 tonight. Proverbs chapter number 4. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you've had a good day. And I hope you've enjoyed. Did y'all get some rain? Man, we got rain like crazy today. And poured down rain for a little while. And anyhow, Proverbs chapter number 4. Proverbs 4, everybody got your place? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs 4 and verse number 20, the Bible said, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, but far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Let's pray. Father, Lord, tonight we love you, and we just want to say thank you for loving us. Lord, your word tells us that we love you because you first loved us. And Lord, we're thankful tonight that you took the initiative and you cared for us. And Lord, we love you and we thank you tonight for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Bless now this time. Bless your word. Speak to hearts and lives and help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In Proverbs 4 and verse 23, there's a very, very familiar verse. But there's a truth there that I want us to get a hold of tonight. And he said in verse 23, he said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. For out of it, out of the heart, are the issues of life. Now you need to understand when he's talking about the heart, he's not talking about that organ in your chest that's pumping blood. That's not what he's talking about. When he's talking about the heart, many times when the Bible speaks of our heart, it's speaking of our innermost being, who we really are on the inside. And the Old Testament, that word heart, it talked about the seat of your emotions, the seat of your being, who you really are. And so Solomon writes here, and he's writing specifically to his son, but I want to say applicably to us all tonight. And he says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It's interesting when we begin to study this verse and study what just Solomon is saying, this word to keep. It actually means to protect or to guard your heart. You say, preacher, why in the world do you guard your heart? Well, he tells us why. He says, for out of it, are the issues of life. And I want us to look at this idea tonight. Is your heart safe? Is your heart safe? Or I might say it like this. You need to put a guard on your heart. Every last one of us here tonight, there is reasons why God tells us to keep your heart, to guard your heart, protect your heart. There are some reasons, and I'm going to flip over to the New Testament, and I'm going to show you some verses that the Lord Jesus said about the heart. You say, well, preacher, it's what, you know, well, let's just look over in Matthew just for a second. I will give you three verses, and then we're coming right back to Proverbs chapter 4. But in Matthew chapter number 12, in verse number 34, the Lord Jesus said this in Matthew 12, verse 34. He said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Watch now, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Look over at Matthew chapter number 15. In Matthew chapter number 15, in verse number 19, Jesus said, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Look over in Mark. Mark chapter number 7. Mark 7, verse number 18, the Bible, Jesus said, he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him? The Pharisees were upset because Jesus' disciples were eating before they washed their hands. And Jesus is telling them, it's not them eating with dirty hands that's going to defile them. He said, because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the drought, purging all meat. He saith, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these things come from within and defile the man. Jesus is telling them that, look, it's not, you're not going to be a bad person because you eat something that's dirty or because you eat. Now, I understand the right way as far as manners is to wash your hands. But Jesus said, look, they're not bad people because they didn't wash their hands. He said, what the reason that they got bad stuff coming out? It's not because they ate something dirty, but it's because their heart's dirty. And so here in Proverbs chapter number 4, we're seeing the reason and the therapy, the way to keep your heart from getting dirty. And Solomon tells his son, he said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, he said, are the issues of life. If you remember that the book of Daniel, Daniel's a man of God in the Old Testament. God used during the time of the Babylonian captivity, and they tried to make Daniel and his friends, they tried to make him drink wine of the king's table. They tried to make him eat the meat that he had not supposed to be eating of. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter number 1 and verse number 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat or with the portion of the king's wine. And Daniel, what does it say? It said he purposed in his heart. Can I say to you, you've got a heart. I'm not talking about an organ. You've got the seat of your emotions tonight. It's very delicate. It's very impressionable. And let me say, it's kind of like this. What you put in it is what's going to come out of it. Right. Amen. Right. What you put in is what's going to come out. And Solomon here is giving us a warning. He's flashing the guard. He said, son, he said, keep your heart, guard your heart, protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You guard your heart by setting a watch over the gates or the avenues into your heart. I want to show you some things here tonight, but first I want to say that we've got some gates that come into your heart. Before something can get into your heart, into your innermost being, it's got to enter you some way. Can I say that you've got two main gates into your heart, into your mind, into your seat of emotions, into who you really are? You've got two main gates, and Solomon touched on both of them right here in these verses. Number one, you've got an ear gate. The things you listen to, the people you listen to, the music you listen to, the gossip you listen to, the advice you listen to, the talk you listen to, hey, the television you listen to, the radio you listen to. He's going to say something right here in verse number 24 about your ear gate. He says, look in verse number 24. He says, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. You say, preacher, what does that mean? Well, the word put away means put it away. Get away from it. Get it away from you. You don't want to listen. He said, you don't want to listen to the froward mouth. The people with the perverse lips, you don't want to put them away. Get away from them. Separate from them. They're not doing you any good. If you're going to protect your heart, you've got to guard your ear gate. The word froward, it has the idea of to be crooked, twisted, distorted from the truth, unyielding, not willing, not to comply. It is not to comply with what is required. It is someone that is ungovernable. They are disobedient. They have turned from the truth. They are turning from what is right. That's the word forward. They have twisted, distorted from truth, from right, from what is required, from what is expected. They're froward. And Solomon said, hey, put them away. The people that are off course, the people that are turning to the right hand or to the left. Hey, people that are talking crooked talk, deceitful talk, dishonest talk. Yeah, the fraud. And then he says, and the perverse lips. The word perverse has a similar meaning. It means to be turned aside or to be distorted from what's right, to be obstinate in the wrong. It is to be disposed to be contrary. You ever been around somebody that you can't tell them anything? I mean, they're just stubborn. They're cross about everything. They're disobedient and they're twisted. But not only are they disobedient, man, you can't tell them what's right. You ever been around somebody like that? It's because they're perverse in their thoughts. They're perverse, and it's not only just in their thoughts, Isaac, but they're perverse in the way they act and the way they talk. They are bent. I mean, we say the word, you know, they're hell bent. You know what I mean? They're just made up their mind. They're wrong. They probably know they're wrong, but they're just too proud. They don't want you to tell them anything. They don't want no instruction. They don't want no correction. They don't want nobody to reprove them, rebuke them. Man, they're going the wrong way, and they're happy to be doing so. Yeah. You know why? Because they're froward, and not only they're froward, but they're perverse. Solomon says, hey, put them people away from you. Why, preacher? Why do you put people in that talk disobedience and talk things that are away from the truth and away from what's right? Why do you put them? He said, hey, that's your ear gate. That's what you're listening to. Hey, I'm telling you, what you listen to is valuable. Hey, young people, can I help y'all out this night? Hey, what you listen to is very critical to what kind of person you're going to be. You listen to the rap music, it tells you girls you're nothing but a dog, you're nothing but a piece of meat, you're nothing but a toy for a man, you're nothing but, I'm telling you what, you start believing it and you'll have a degraded view of what a lady's supposed to be. God puts a value on a lady. He puts a value on a young woman. And he tells somebody that if they find a wife, they'll find a good thing.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, somebody, see me all adults, I'll be helping me. Hey, a good woman, the Bible says the wife, hey, her price is far above rubies, amen. A virtuous woman. I'm talking about somebody that, hey, makes up their mind to stay pure, to keep themselves, to stay true to the word of God, to stay true to what God's will is for the life. And let me say, that's not only just good for the young ladies, but boys, that's good for y'all too. Amen. Hey, you hear a lot of people preaching on girls, you ought to keep yourself pure, you ought to keep yourself, let me say, boys, you ought to keep yourself pure. Amen. Hey, what I'm telling you tonight, hey, but you start listening to the wrong music and you start, hey, hearing the wrong kind of people talk and you get around the wrong friends and all they talk about is bad things and all they talk about is wickedness and all they talk about is things that's contrary to the word of God. I'm going to tell you right now, hey, evil communications corrupt good manners, and if you listen to it long enough, young people, you'll start believing it. You listen to it, you'll start desiring it. I'm telling you, you better guard your ear gate. There's some people that you ought to step away from. There's some people, did you understand? There's some people, boys and girls, hey, moms and dads, they some people that you need to hang the phone up on.
Yep.
Amen. Hey, they call you up. Hey, they call you up. Well, did you hear what the preacher said? Do you know what they're doing down at the church? And it's negative, 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 negative. Hey, it's all right to hang up the phone on some people once in a while.
Right.
Hey, a bunch of gossip ain't helping the church. It ain't helping you. It ain't helping your family. Hey, I'm telling you what. They call you up gossiping and criticizing. Click.
Right.
Amen. Put them away. Put them away. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, it's very important what you listen to. Amen. Amen. And you get around people and young people, let's go back this thing about music. You get on that thing and you listen to music and it's about sex and it's about drugs and it's about, hey, doing all this crazy bad stuff and partying and all this stuff. And y'all, man, you say, preacher, you shouldn't say that. They listen to it. You fooling yourself if you don't think they do. And I'm telling you, hey, you better guard your ears. Moms and dads, if they're not old enough or responsible to do, you ought to help them. Amen? You ought to go through the CDs. You ought to go through the radio station. You ought to, hey, go through what they're looking at and listening to. Your ear gate is very critical. Let me say, hey, to the kids, it's critical what you listen to. Blake, it's really critical the type of jokes you listen to. When you get at school and you get around them boys that, I mean, even in a Christian school, how many of you know, I went to one, and you can go in a Christian school and you can hear people, you know, that they get around and they talk about how dumb their parents are. And they talk about how the teachers, you know, they're just mean and they don't, and I mean,
right.
Amen. Hey, you better believe it's true. I was one of them. Hey, that's the kind of people you need to shut them out. I'm telling you, if you listen to them, that's like the Proverbs 13. Hey, he that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools is going to be destroyed, the Bible says. And if you don't want to be destroyed, you don't want to, I'm telling you, hey, the reason they're like that, most of them, is because they're so bitter and they can't get over something, and they're miserable, so they're trying to make everybody else miserable. Oh, yeah. That's the reason why most people are critical. Because on the inside, they know what's right, but they're miserable, and they don't want to get it right. They'd rather make everybody else miserable. You know, misery loves company. Amen. You get around somebody and all they are is just negative, 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 and I'm telling you, they ain't going to help you. Hey, you get ladies, you get around a woman that's been through a divorce, you get around somebody that's not happy at home, and I'll tell you what she's going to do. She's going to talk you into not being happy with your husband. Amen. Man, you get down there on the job and you get around some man that's talking about the illicit affair he's having and all the fun he's having and how great it is. And I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to start hearing it and you're going to start desiring what he's telling you. It's all the devil's lies. You better be careful who you listen to. You better be careful who you lend your ear to. I'm talking about the ear gate. The ear gate gets into the mind, into the heart. Not only does he say something about the ear gate, we could go on all night about the ear gate. I'm just telling you, hey, if it's not uplifting, if it's not encouraging, if it's not the Word of God, if it's not in line with truth, and if it's not in line with what's right for your life, hey, tell them to just shut up.
Right.
I mean, in all Christian love, shut up. I mean, you need to tell some people that. Amen. I mean, literally. I mean, somebody comes to you gossiping around the church, just tell them, shut your trap. Preacher said so. Amen. Now watch. He don't just say something. That's the only time it's okay to say shut up, boys and girls. Hey, listen. Not only does he say something about the ear gate, but he says something about the eye gate. Because not only is it critical and very impressionable upon you what you listen to, but it's very critical and impressionable what you see. Can I say to you by way of testimony that, this preacher has seen things with these eyes that he wishes he'd never seen. And guess what, boys and girls, once you look at it and see it, your mind takes a picture of it and you can't get rid of it. There's things you wish you could get rid of and you can't. And can I say, I'm not here to preach you totally not to watch television or movies or things like that, but I want to say that, hey, it seems like, I was going to say year after year, but it seems like almost day after day, television shows get more gruesome and gory and gross and horrifying. I mean, my wife and I, let's just be honest, we like to watch some of those detective shows once in a while. I mean, honestly, we do like NCIS, CSI, all that stuff. I don't know what all of them is. I mean, I wasn't that good on my ABCs. But I mean, honestly, I like to watch one of them shows once in a while. But do you know, man, it used to be when you watched a show like that, it used to be that, like, somebody got shot, you know, you might see a little bit of blood on them. Now they're showing, like, the inside of a person. They dig it up, cut it apart, you see all the gruesome details. You know why? Because they are insensitive to it. You say, preacher, it's not nothing wrong with that. No, hey, years ago, we were sensitive to things like that. You wouldn't want to see things like that. It was disrespectful. It was inhumane. You didn't want to see it. Now we have brought horror and just the gore and the graphic, vile things, hey, to where it doesn't bother us anymore. Same thing with pornography. I mean, years ago, y'all don't want me to go there. Things that girls wear to the mall now used to be they wasn't allowed to wear them out of their bedroom. Let's just be honest. Now they're wearing them to church if you let them. I'm not trying to be mean tonight, but I'm trying to tell you that, hey, what you see is definitely affecting you. What did Jeremiah say over there in Lamentations chapter 3? He said, mine eye hath affected my heart. Mine eye. He said, what I saw affected his heart. And can I say, what you see affects your heart?
Right.
When you, hey, let me tell you something. You watch it on TV. Why do you think they put the billboards up there? Why do you think they take out millions of dollars and put a TV advertisements out there on them commercials? They're not just killing time. They know that if you see it flashed in front of your eyes, and that model wears it, and it looks so good, it looks so cool, that you're going to want it. Hey, because they're trying to get in your mind through what you see. Why you think, let's just be, why you think they show that nice Mustang, I mean, that 2012 Mustang, and they got that. Oh, man, that thing looks sharp, don't. You know why? Because they're trying to get to your emotions. They know if you see it, it looks good. I'm telling you, hey, the devil is slick. He's subtle. And I'm telling you, what you hear and what you see is going to affect your life. And so Solomon says you need to put up a guard. You say, where do you get that, preacher? Look what he says in verse number 20. My son, he said, attend to my words, incline thine ears to my saying. There's the ear gate. Hey, incline thine ears unto my saying. That's the word of God. His saying is the word of God. Hey, we're talking about Solomon, but over top of Solomon, this is God speaking. Hey, incline thine ears unto my saying. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. He said, by you not letting them depart from your eyes, you're keeping them in the midst of your heart. So you keep your ears and your eyes on the word of God. Why? Verse 22, their life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Can I say, not only is it spiritual health and spiritual life, but I will say physically, God can bless you as a child of God. If you obey the principles and the truths of the word of God, God can bless you. Amen. God can keep you from things like AIDS, cirrhosis of the liver, lung cancer, lip cancer. Just by, hey, keeping your eyes on the word of God. Amen. Watch what he says in verse 26. He says, ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left, remove thy foot from evil. Verse 25 is the verse I was looking for. Hey, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. In other words, he's saying, don't be looking at all the side attractions. Don't be looking at all the advertisements. The idea is you're going down the path of life. You're going down the road of life. And as you go, man, you're driving down the road. You're walking down the road. And the devil's got all kinds of allurements. He's got the billboards over. He's got the girls that's scantily clothed. He's got the wild affair. He's got the party it up. He's got, hey, the illicit acts. He's got all the drugs and the alcohol. He's got all the honky-tonks in the park. He's got all kinds of advertising. And if you get to looking to the right or to the left, you're going to veer to the left or to the right. You're going to go where you're looking. So he says, hey, just keep your eyes stuck straight. Hey, keep them straight forward. Keep watching straight ahead. Keep watching where you're going. Keep your eyes on the word of God. The word of God's never going to change. You keep your eyes on the word of God, Blake, and you're never going to mess up, because you keep your eyes on the word of God, and the word of God is never going to change. Right. I'm telling you, society may change, culture may change, but this book right here is never going to change. And Solomon's trying to help us, protect us from making wrong choices, from getting off path, from veering off. And he says, you've got to keep your heart. So I want to say something about this guard, this protecting your heart. I want to say something about the guard that we need to set. Number one thing I want to say tonight, I want to say that we need to set up a protective guard. This guard we set up is a protective guard. Look with me in verse number 23. He says, keep thy heart. That word keep, it literally, the word is to guard or to keep your heart. And the word means to keep or guard with fidelity. It means to preserve from danger. It has the idea of to put a blockade up or to set a watchman up. Many times when in the olden days when they would have a camp, they would set up their camp and people would pitch their tents. You know, in the nation of Israel, when they're traveling, they set up their tents. And when they would set up, they would have people, they would have watchmen. When they built the city, they would set watchmen on the wall. They had people watching out for the enemy, because there were always people that wanted to come, and they wanted to come into the fort or the encampment. They wanted to come in, and there was always enemies. And so they set up a watchman on the outside. They'd set somebody. They'd have a wall. Remember over in Nehemiah and Ezra, they built the wall. Y'all remember that? They had watchmen on the wall. They put watchmen up to watch out. They have a watchman. That's somebody that's watching. He's watching for protection. He's watching to keep that which is bad out. Can I say, we need to set up some guards. We need to set up some protective guards in our life. We need to have some protection that guards and watches out for the bad things. You're keeping your ears. I don't want to hear that. No, I don't want to hear that. I'm protecting my ears. I'm protecting my heart. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to see that. Y'all watching a movie that's bad. I don't want to hear that. You know, years ago, most of y'all would admit this. Years ago, if you brought a movie in your house and they had a cuss word in it, you'd go, Most times, hey, a lot of times, if it was two or three cuss words, you'd get up and turn it off. Now they cuss on commercials. Yeah. And we just sit there. Desensitized. What we hear don't affect us like it used to. They got used to it. I'm telling you, hey, we better be careful. We better set up some guards. Said, preacher, oh, you're getting radical tonight. No, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Hey, you better set up some guards, a protective guard. This guard is a protective. Hey, it is to put a blockade up. You've got people that want in. You've got voices that want in. You've got scenes that the devil wants you to see, because he knows that if he can get you hearing the wrong thing or get you looking at the wrong thing, he'll get you doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Amen. You study the life of these serial rapist killers and rapists, and they'll talk about how it started out on a newsstand with a magazine. One thing led to another. One thing led to another. This didn't satisfy no more. Had to go a little bit deeper, a little bit deeper, a little bit worse, a little bit worse. Started with what they was looking at. And what they looked at and what they listened to affected them. I mean, the Bible's clear on this. The book of Peter talks about Lot, that just man, talking about how he vexed his righteous soul. It says he did so, what the Bible says, both seeing and hearing. Seeing and hearing. The things you see and hear. So we need to set up a protective guard. We need to set up a guard that blocks some things. You need to have some blocks. You need to have some deadlines and say, hey, it ain't going this far. Won't look at this. Won't let my kids watch this. Won't let my kids listen to this. I got some guidelines. I got a blockade around my family. I got a blockade around my life. Amen. There needs to be some lines drawn in the sand. Look up in here. The reason why our kids is going to hell in a handbasket, the reason why churches are full of promiscuity and filth, look up in here. The pastor of one of the largest churches in America, 50,000 members last week, the pulpit lost his ministry. He's 50-some years old, having an affair with a 17-year-old girl. Why? I'll tell you why, because he's looking and listening to the wrong things. Right. You know why? Somewhere there's got to be a line drawn. Right. Not going no further than that. Nothing that I approve is not coming past that line. A protective block. Hey, moms and dads, I don't know where you're going to set the limit, but you better set it. And let me say, you ain't going to set it too strict. You've only got these young people so many years, and when they hit 18, 20 years old, they're going out there and they're going to live. Hey, and you better hope you taught them right. Amen. Hey, all you can do when they reach a certain point is pray for them and hope that you've instilled in them some truths and some guidelines, that they'll stick with. But you better be consistent now, because if you're not consistent, they'll see it. Your kids will see right through your hypocrisy. I read a story today about a pastor who used to pastor a large church, and the daughter of the pastor is now not even claiming to be a Christian. And she talked about her dad's supposed to be one of the greatest preachers that ever lived in America. Only God knows that. But according to her testimony, he was a hypocrite. And she talked about the affairs and the money laundering and the things that went on in his home that he hid in the walls of his home, but his own kids saw it. I'm telling you, you can't hide it from them. They will see. You better be consistent. You better set some lines. You better say, hey, I've got a protective guard up. But then they say, not only a protective guard, but can I say it needs to be a persistent guard. A persistent guard. He said, keep thy heart with all diligence. With all diligence. Wow. The Hebrew word for diligence there actually has the word meaning of to be of a prison or a watchtower, some type of a place of confinement. In other words, he's saying not just to set a person up, but to put walls up. Be persistent in this. This is not just a one-time thing. It's not just saying, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to mean it. The word diligent, we talk about the word diligent. Many people don't even know what the word diligent means, but it means to be constant and earnest. It has the idea of to be a steady application in business of any kind, to be constant in your effort to accomplish that which is undertaken. It has the idea of an exertion of the body and mind without unnecessary delay or sloth. It means to give due attention to. It means to give care to give heed to give attention to be attentive, to be industrious, not to be careless, not to be negligent, but to be diligent. Hey, to put forth all effort, to be persistent in setting this block. Not just to set up a wall and walk away from it, but to set up the wall, and if you have to, build a fence. If you have to, put somebody on the wall. Persistent. It's a protective block, but it's a persistent block. Hey, I'm telling you, somebody that's diligent, they don't just try something and then throw it away the next day. No, somebody that's diligent, man, hey, if they've got a goal, they've got an aim, and the aim here is to keep your heart pure. Hey, the aim here is to keep your heart pure. Because see, if you don't want murders and envies and gossips and drunkenness and hatred and murder, if you don't want all that stuff that Jesus talked about, if you don't want all that stuff coming out, hey, the secret is don't let it go in. See, you put up a guard and you don't let what's bad in because, hey, guess what? Good in, good out. Bad in, bad out. Amen? And so, hey, we put up a guard. We put up a block. And we're persistent in it. Not only is it protective, but it's got to be persistent. Hey, with all diligence. Man, I'm telling you, you've got to be diligent. I'm telling you, that's the consistency, the persistence. Hey, I'm telling you, it's important. I'm telling you, the idea, man, I'm telling you, it's not just to say I'm going to put a block up. But the idea here is man, if I have to, I'll build a prison around me. I'll put a prison around my heart, and I'm not going to let anything in there that's not supposed to be in there. And moms and dad, do it around your family. I'm going to put up a 10-foot cage, amen. I'm not talking about a literal cage, Blake. Don't get scared. Amen. But I'm going, hey, why? Because you're going to protect their hearts. Keep the heart with all diligence. For out of it, he said, or the issues of life. Let me say, not only is it a protective guard, and not only is it a persistent guard, but I want to say it's a proven guard. It's a proven guard. Go back to verse 20. Look what he said in verse 20. He said, my son, attend to my words. There it is. There's the guard. There's the wall you need to build. My son, attend unto my words. He said, let them, verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep them, the words, God's words. Hey, keep his words in thine heart. He said, for their life unto those that find them, health to all their flesh. That's proven, man. This is not a trial and error. This is not, we're going to have a theory. This is not, we're going to run a tip. No, he's the word of God. It's not a man's word. It's not some philosophy that the preacher come up with. It's not some man-made poppycock. No, it's the word of God. Amen. It's the proven guard. And watch what he says. He says in verse 26, he says, excuse me. He says in verse number 26, he said, ponder. That word ponder, it means to weigh out, to rationalize. Hey, you get all the facts and you weigh it out and you see which way you got to go. Where's the path? You look at all the facts. You look at it. He says, ponder thy path. In other words, don't just take any path, but make a clear, rational decision on the right path. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Ponder and be established. And he says in verse 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. I'm telling you, moms and dads, boys and girls, you need to put a guard on your heart. Your heart is the most valuable commodity that you have. Let me say, both physically and spiritually. Physically, you can't live without a physical heart. You can't live without that organ in there. Pump, 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 pump. You can't live without it. No blood circulating. You'll die. And can I say, spiritually, if your heart gets diseased, you're going to die. I'm telling you, you better put up a guard. Hey, Guard your ear gate. Guard your eye gate. He said, the issues of life, that which is produced, hey, the type of person that you're going to be, the way you're going to talk, the way you're going to treat people, the way you're going to act, hey, the loves that you have and the desires that you have, hey, they are all going to proceed out of your heart. And how are you going to protect your heart? How are you going to decide what's going to come out, what's going to be right? I'll tell you how, by putting the guard on your heart and only letting the right things in and not letting the wrong things in. Amen. You get a constant diet of slop hoppers, ladies, they're not going to help you. That's not protecting your heart. No more than it is for the man to be down on the job listening to all the wicked stories from the weekend. Man, you ought to just get up and walk out of the break room, man. I mean, if you got to. Boys and girls, you're about to go back to school. You're going to go to school. Most of you go to public school. You're going to be around people that's going to be listening to, and God forbid, maybe some of y'all do, but they're going to be listening to music. They're going to be watching things and movies and things like that that you don't need to be watching. And I'm telling you, your heart is precious. Your heart is very moldable, and it's very impressionable right now. And I'm telling you, what you ought to do is when they get to doing all the things, you ought to just step up and walk off. Grab your Bible. Don't be afraid to take your Bible to school with you. When they get around talking about the bad things, when they get around doing all the things that you know is not right, hey, don't be afraid to take your Bible and go sit down in the side of the room somewhere where ain't nobody at and just go read your Bible a little while. Right. Say, preacher, that's radical. That's crazy. That'll help you. Right. That'll help you. Young people, we sing a song, I'd rather be an old-time Christian. Amen. Hey, be an old-time Christian. Amen. I'm telling you, be real. The only way you're going to amount to be anything for the Lord, the only way you're going to protect your life from the heartache and the woe and the misery that Satan wants to bring you and the death and the discouragement, the only way is to protect your heart. Protect your heart. Young men, young ladies, hey, moms, dads, protect your heart. Moms, dad, help these young people protect their heart. Help them set some guidelines. Help them have some protective things and guidelines in their life so that they can keep thy heart with all diligence. Let me ask you the question tonight, is your heart safe? Is your heart safe? Your eye gate, your ear gate, is it a wide open? Is it a wide open avenue where Satan, man, he just throws everything, you just watch everything, listen to everybody? I mean, wait a minute, you're saved? The Holy Spirit of God's living inside of you? You ought to be sensitive. You ought to listen to his voice. Sometimes you got to be still and be quiet. And listen to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to your heart. We've got so many voices and so many noises blaring in our life, so many things going on that sometimes we are too busy and too caught up that we can't listen to his voice. Let me say, hey, it'd be us wise. It'd do us good to just be still once in a while and listen to the voice of the Lord. Just be still once in a while. We've got to protect our heart. If we're going to protect our heart, we need to be sensitive to the things that don't need to go in there. You read the Word of God. You obey the Holy Spirit of God. He speaks to you through this Word. Boys and girls, God can't speak to you if you don't ever read His Word. That's how He speaks to you, Mom and Dad. Daddy, if you don't pick the Bible up and read it, don't expect to know what God's will is for your life. Don't expect to know what God's will is for your marriage. Don't expect God's will to know what God's will is for your home life or your family or your church or anything you do if you don't ever pick up the Bible and read it. It's God's will right there. And that's what he says in verse 20. He said, my son, attend to my words. And not only to read them, he says, incline thine ears unto my sayings. When we look at words, sometimes we just read them and we're like, oh, I'm just seeing. No. How many of y'all like me? How many of y'all are like me? When I read, if I'm going to read and get anything out of it, I've got to read out loud. Anybody else like that, or am I only crazy one? If I read silently, I can read 10 pages, and I get to the end, and I'm like, what did I just read? Anybody else? But my wife gets aggravated, because when I read, if I'm going to get anything out, I read out loud. Because not only do I got to see it, but I got to hear it. They got definitions for all that. They got meanings and reasons. But I'm just telling you, the Word of God here, he says, incline, he said, thine ear unto my sayings. And he says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Your ears and your eyes. I'm telling you, critical gates into your heart. And he said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life. If you don't, listen, if you don't put the bad things in, you don't have to worry about them coming out. Amen? I mean, if you don't let them in, I mean, truth is known as sinful men with a sin nature. We've got enough sin inside of us already. Amen? But if we digest everything that Satan throws our way, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So we need to set up some guards. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. I pray God to use it somehow, speak to your heart, my heart, and help us. I'm telling you, this preacher needs to set some guards. This preacher's got to have guards in his heart. He's got to have guards on his eyes and on his ears. You can't be too careful. We used to sing the song, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Hey, be careful. Be careful. Keep thy heart. Set a guard up. Protective guard, persistent guard, approving guard. The Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name tonight, Lord, I pray you take the message. I pray you speak to hearts and lives. Thank you, God, for your Word. Thank you for the warnings that you give us in your Word. And Lord, not only the warnings, but for the advice and the admonitions that you give us. And I pray, God, that you'd bless tonight. Speak to hearts and lives. Have your will and way. And all that's said and done. And we'll love you. And we'll thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.